Liturgical Day, Friday the 3rd in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said, "In the kingdom of God, it is like this. A man scatters seed upon the soil. Whether he is asleep or awake, be it day or night, the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The soil produces of itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when it is ripe for harvesting, they take the sickle for the cutting. The time for harvest has come." Jesus also said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what shall we compare it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown, is the smallest of all the seeds scattered upon the soil. But once sown, it grows up and becomes the largest of the plants in the garden, and even grows branches so big that the birds of the air can take shelter in its shade." Jesus used many such stories or parables to proclaim the word to them in a way they would be able to understand. He would not teach them without parables, but privately to his disciples, he explained everything. Commentary by Father Jordi Pascual from Sal, Girona. Today, Jesus is telling people about an experience very close to his life. A man scatters seed upon the soil. The seed sprouts and grows. The soil produces of itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. With these words, Jesus is speaking of the kingdom of God, consisting of sanctity and grace, truth and life, justice, love, and peace, that He is bringing us. We must make this kingdom real, first within each one of us, afterwards for all our world. In every Christian's soul, Jesus Christ has sown, by virtue of the baptism, the grace, the holiness, the truth. It is necessary that these seeds sprout, grow, and bear a multitude of good fruits, our deeds, deeds of service and charity, of kindness and generosity, of sacrifice to properly comply with our daily duty and to make happy those around us, deeds of constant prayer, of forgiveness and understanding, of effort to grow in virtue, of joy. Thus, this kingdom of God that begins within each one of us will extend to our family, to our people, to our society, to our world. Because he who lives like that, St. Gregory the Great says, quote, "What does he do but prepare the path of God, so that the strength of grace fills him and the light of truth lights him up, so that his ways to God are always straight," unquote. The seed begins very small. It is like a mustard seed, which when sown is the smallest of all the seeds scattered upon the soil. But once sown, it grows up and becomes the largest of the plants in the garden. But the force of God's will scatters it all over and makes it grow up with a surprising vigor. Jesus asks us today, as in the beginning of Christianity, to spread his kingdom throughout all the world.